From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music from the Baroque era, as we turn to German composer Georg Philipp Telemann. We'll hear his Concerto for Three Oboes, Three Violins, and Continuo in B-flat major, the work composed circa 1740. It's in three movements and performed here by the ensemble Ars Rediviva, conducted by Milan Munglinger.
Thank you.
Music of Georg Philipp Telemann, his Concerto for Three Oboes, Three Violins, and Continuo in B-flat major, composed circa 1740, in three movements, performed by Ars Rediviva, Milan Munklinger conducting, from a 1971 Supraphon LP containing two other Telemann concertos, his Concerto for Flute, Violin, Cello, Strings, and Continuo in A major, and the Concerto for Two Flutes, Strings, and Continuo in A minor, respectively. Onward now to something very different, as we turn to Italian avant-garde composer Luigi Nono. We'll hear his composition A Floresta e Jovem e Chea de Vida, which, roughly translated to English, means The Youthful Florist Filled with Life. This composition was composed between 1965 and 1966. This performance was conceived at the studios of Rai, the Italian public broadcaster, in 1977, with Luigi Nono himself directing. The work is for soprano, voices, clarinet, copper plates, and magnetic tape. The featured soprano for this performance is Liliana Polli, with members of the Living Theater, clarinetist William O. Smith, and the copper plate players directed by pianist Bruno Canino. Music of Luigi Nono.
sabemos.
¿Qué es?
Lucha!
The United States of America.
Yeah. 13. Large compound expansion.
Thank you. sia tradito, c'è stato.
Tradito.
A Floresta e Hovem Echea de Vida. Music for soprano, voices, clarinet, copper plates, and magnetic tape. The piece conceived in the mid-1960s, recorded here in the mid-1970s. Music composed by Luigi Nono. Featuring soprano Liliana Poli, as well as members of the Living Theatre, clarinetist William Smith, and copper plate players directed by Bruno Canino. From a 1979 LP released on Deutsche Grammophon, the long-established German classical music label that is better known for its more traditional classical music recordings, but certainly they have released albums in the avant-garde, as demonstrated by this release from Signore Nono, containing two of his compositions. The piece we just heard, A Floresta e Hovem e Chea de Vida, as well as Soferte Onde Serene, a piece featuring pianist Maurizio Pollini. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. Onward now to a more traditional piece of classical music, but in a very contemporary setting. And I have to thank my good friend Jim Pemberton at WQNA in Springfield, Illinois, for bringing this recording to my attention. This is the opening track of the 2019 release The Secret from the iconic English composer Alan Parsons. This is his rendition of the Paul Dukas composition The Sorcerer's Apprentice, which was composed in 1897 as a symphonic poem to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the publication of the poem The Sorcerer's Apprentice, authored by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. This composition has become quite famous, particularly after its use as part of the soundtrack to the 1940 animated classic from Walt Disney, Fantasia. Alan Parsons' arrangement features the iconic English guitarist Steve Hackett of Genesis fame, as well as jazz bassist Nathan East and rock drummer Vinnie Colaiuta, as well as members of the CMG Music Recording Orchestra of Hollywood, conducted by Tom Brooks. Alan Parsons' arrangement of The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
We'll be right back.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice, composed by Paul Dukas, arranged here by Alan Parsons for his 2019 release, The Secret, out on Frontiers Music. Featuring Steve Hackett on guitar, Nathan East bass, Vinnie Colaiuta drums, and the CMG Music Recording Orchestra of Hollywood, conducted by Tom Brooks. The opening track of this release, which is a very diverse album as a whole, but with a common theme, the theme being magic. And that's very appropriate because not only is Alan Parsons an accomplished musician and composer, but also a magician. In fact, many of his instrumental compositions that appeared on classic albums like iRobot and The Turn of a Friendly Card were composed to be the soundtrack to his various magic shows. A bit of trivia that most people don't know, unless they're fans of Alan Parsons. Again, my thanks to Jim in Springfield for drawing attention to this excellent release, The Secret, from Alan Parsons. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. If you'd like to get in touch, please feel free to do so. Our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about Classics and Beyond by visiting our blog and website. From there, you can view detailed program playlists. You can also listen to full-length episodes of the series at your convenience. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1916. This is Jake Longwell inviting you to please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.